This is a daily sports report for Wednesday, October the 12th, out of Columbia, Missouri. When one of your players nearly bleeds to death in a ballroom assault, the tribulations of a 1-4 start to the college football season slipped down the list of priorities. Missouri safety DeMontre Cross suffered a deep gash enough across his right wrist to sever an artery in an early Sunday morning incident in which teammate Jonathan Snath also suffered cuts that required stitches. This all in light of the 1-4 start for the Missouri Tigers, not a reason for four youths which have not been apprehended by Columbia police, which are actively pursuing the youths in the incident. Not a reason at all for this kind of incident to take place, but there will be justice that will prevail in the matter. Sad news coming out of the college basketball scene. Frank McGuire, the Hall of Fame coach who put the South in the big time, is dead at 80. Out of the NHL front, team owners reject a proposal by the players, leaving little hope of having a full successful season in the NHL. Out of Lincoln, Nebraska, Nebraska quarterback Tommy Frazier left the hospital Tuesday and was resting at his apartment in Lincoln, the school announced. Frazier, for the last 2 weeks, has been suffering from reoccurring blood clots in his right calf and has been hospitalized twice for treatments. Nebraska officials have said he probably is out for the duration of the season. Out of Miami, it was an Orange Bowl matchup that looked lopsided from the beginning. Money versus tradition. Guess who won? Money won. The Orange Bowl committee, eager to secure a lucrative role in the new bowl alliance, agreed Tuesday to move its game north of Miami to the more modern Joe Robbie Stadium. Out of the baseball front, two bits of news to report. Representatives of baseball's owners and players said Tuesday that they are hopeful labor talks will resume Thursday in New York, but there has been no indication of a change in the owner's salary cap proposal or the player's opposition to the proposal. Lee Thomas, the leading candidate to become the St. Louis Cardinals general manager, met with club president Mark Lamping for a couple of hours Sunday, but was not offered the job. But this does not mean that Thomas, the Philadelphia Phillies general manager, isn't concerned that the top choice to succeed Dal Vaxville, who was replaced September the 21st. Out of the NBA scene, center Shaquille O'Neal of the Orlando Magic doesn't have anything on Alonzo Mourning, the Charlotte Hornets center. Mourning, the same as O'Neal, has a toe injury. Mourning was wearing a cast Monday, protecting a strained flexor tendon in the big toe of his right foot, and is expected to miss 2 weeks of practice. Horace Grant returned to practice Monday with the Orlando Magic, though he is not ready to go full speed. Grant, a former Chicago Bulls All-Star who signed with the Magic as a free agent, has a sore groin. He missed both practices on Sunday. Coach Rudy Tee of the Houston Rockets spent Sunday night in St. Mary's Hospital in Galveston, Texas, for a treatment of a viral infection and then returned to Houston. When he was a young man pumping gas, Christopher Cohen dreamed of owning the Golden State Warriors. First, he became a cable television executive, and now he is the team's sole owner. The 44-year-old previously had 25% of the team, and he bought out Chairman Jim Fitzgerald and President Don Fiani for a price ranging from $95 to $105 million. Greg Minor, who played at Louisville, is a first-round draft pick without a team. The Indiana Pacers obtained the rights to Minor, the 25th player selected in the June draft, as a part of a deal with the Los Angeles Clippers, and brought Mark Jackson to Indiana. Minor became a free agent when the Pacers did not make a proper qualifying offer to his contract. Guard Khalil Reeves, the Miami Heat's first-round draft pick who led the Arizona Wildcats to the Final Four in 1994, signed a multi-year contract with the club. Johnny Dawkins, a 31-year-old, signed with the Detroit Pistons for a league minimum $150,000 after he cleared waivers from the Philadelphia 76ers. And the San Antonio Spurs waived free agent guards Demetrius Kalip and Matt Oathlick, reducing the number of players in the Spurs training camp to 15. Team. Out of the college football front, Penn State tailback Keanu Reeves said Tuesday that he will not let his injured right thumb keep him from playing in Saturday's critical game between the third-ranked Nittany Lions 5-0 on the season and the fifth-ranked Michigan Wolverines 4-1 at Michigan Stadium. No bowl, no problem, as Auburn coach Terry Bowden sees it. This is the week in October for number 6 Auburn. Bowden, speaking about the importance he places on this weekend's game at top-ranked Florida, he said this yesterday in an interview, quote, "If we do somehow find a way to win, I think we're in the driver's seat as far as the AP poll. I don't feel like they'll give it to a team that goes 11-0 and doesn't play a game in January, but I do feel that they'll give it to a team that has a 22-0 no record. And you know things are going bad for a football team when someone gets hurt by a tackling dummy. Sheldon Knops took a defensive tackle on Iowa State's 0-5 team, sliced open his left calf on the metal base of a tackling dummy in practice and had to get it stitched up. Stanford's Bill Walsh, who raised heckles with his candid comments about other schools and coaches in his recently published book, seems to have struck a minor nerve with John Robinson, his Southern California counterpart. Although Robinson said he knows Walsh well, and such banter as Walsh is branding UCLA as yesterday. You out of the NFL scene. If the Los Angeles Rams management chooses its next home solely on the basis of money, then get ready to say the words St. Louis Rams. This Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors approved a motion to try to bring the 1999 Super Bowl to the Coliseum. The five supervisors voted unanimously to sign a letter to NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue requesting the game be awarded to Los Angeles. Two former Chiefs players were in the news as a result of league transactions on Tuesday. Punter Brian Barker was signed by the Philadelphia Eagles, and running back Barry Ward was released by the Arizona Cardinals. The Cleveland Browns acquired cornerback Reginald Jones from the New Orleans Saints for a draft choice. The 25-year-old is in his fourth NFL season. He suffered a knee injury in the Saints' season opener against the Chiefs and had arthroscopic surgery. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers waived wide receiver Willie Green, who was averaging 16.7 yards per catch. Houston Oilers offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride doesn't have to listen to cranky fans about his inept play calling, but he does have to listen to team owner Bud Adams. Gilbride said he plans to comply with Adams' directive to get tight end Pat Carter more involved in Thursday night's game against the Cleveland Browns. Out of the Blaze front, left winger Lee J. Leslie did not practice Tuesday because of a sore left knee and will be checked before game time tonight. Right winger Alexander Shorbanov injured his left shoulder in practice Tuesday and could miss tonight's contest. The IHL will use a special puck for a televised game between the Atlanta Knights and Minnesota Moose tonight. The game is scheduled for 7 p.m. and can be seen on ESPN2. The Blaze success in the front of larger crowds at Kemper Arena was mentioned to Coach Jim Wiley last season. Even with an off-season to ponder, he still can't identify why his team plays better with bigger crowds. It's going to be a big crowd likely tonight at Kemper Arena as the Phoenix Roadrunners come to town to take on the Blaze at 7:05. Action can be caught on KMBZ 980 AM starting at 7:05 p.m. Out of the college athletics front, the NAIA Council of Presidents voted to proceed with a plan for a championship festival involving at least eight spring sports in one city starting